Page 40. Mount Vesuvius. Many wonder if one of the world's most famous volcanoes will roar to life again. On August 24th of AD 79, an earthquake shook Mount Vesuvius just before the top of the mountain burst open and a monstrous cloud shot upward. Ash, stones, and pumice showered down upon the frightened citizens of Pompeii. We also saw the sea sucked away from the shore so that quantities of sea creatures were left stranded on dry sand. A fearful black cloud was rent by, and quivering bursts of flame and parted to reveal great tongues of fire. Then darkness fell. You could hear the shrieks of women, the wailing of infants, and the shouting of men. People bewailed their own fate or that of their relatives, and there were some who prayed for death in their terror of dying. A remarkable account. While this may sound like a terrifying scene from a disaster movie, it's actually an eyewitness account of one of Italy's worst natural disasters. This description of the eruption of Mount Vesuvius marked the very first time a volcanic eruption had been described in detail. In recording the horror of the event, Pliny the Younger, a Roman author, left behind this record that still benefits historians and scientists today. The eruption. Days before the eruption, residents of Pompeii heard rumblings and experienced several minor earthquakes. Then, a huge column of volcanic ash and cinders burst from the mountain and hovered over the area. Hours later, the column fell to earth, showering the city with 400 degrees Celsius ash, gas, and debris. Nearly 19 hours after the eruption began, about 3 meters of ash covered practically everything except the tops of Pompeii's highest buildings. In neighboring Herculaneum, a rushing stream of boiling mud covered the town, burying everything under 23 meters of ash and mud. The massive volcanic eruption lasted nearly a day and left over 3,000 people dead. A city frozen in time. The lost cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum were forgotten until 1595, when excavations uncovered artifacts from Pompeii. Over a century later, archaeologists found the city almost perfectly preserved, including what remained of hundreds of bodies. The combination of volcanic ash, heat, mud, and the rain that followed the eruption had buried Pompeii's citizens. Even after the bodies decayed, an imprint of amazing details was left behind in the hardened ash. Archaeologists discovered that by pouring plaster into the opening around a skeleton, a perfect form of the human at the moment of death was revealed. Vesuvius today. The mountain erupted almost once every century from AD 79 until around AD 1037. Then it went into a quiet stage for the next 600 years until 1631, when the volcano once again roared to life and killed 4,000 residents. It has remained quiet since 1944, the year of its last eruption. Today, 5 million people live in close proximity to Mount Vesuvius, mainland Europe's only active volcano. This makes it the world's deadliest volcano because of the great potential for loss of life in the event of another eruption. That possibility doesn't deter tourists, though, who flock to see the famous volcano and the beautiful views of the Gulf of Naples. Adventurous visitors hike to the mouth of the active volcano and peer down into its 230-meter-deep crater. These days, Mount Vesuvius is a sleeping giant, and scientists are determined that should an eruption occur, residents won't be caught off guard. With careful monitoring and an evacuation plan in place, scientists hope the story of the terrifying end of Pompeii and Herculaneum will never be repeated. Word bank. Monstrous. During the fire, monstrous flames consumed an entire block of apartment buildings. Quiver. With quivering hands, the grandmother took the flowers her little grandson offered her. Eyewitness. Did you hear the eyewitness report about the Haiti earthquake? Eruption. The 1980 eruption of Washington's Mount St. Helens dramatically changed the surrounding landscape. Rumbling. People from the small village reported rumblings from the volcano weeks before the eruption occurred. Hover. The helicopter hovered low over the mountainous region trying to spot the missing hikers. Archaeologist. Archaeologists can be credited with making some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Imprint. Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood is well known for the imprints of the hands and feet of famous actors. Deadly. If the death count continues to climb, this will become the deadliest virus to date. Deter. The bad weather didn't deter the fans that came out to cheer their team on to victory. Catch somebody off guard. While on vacation, we were caught off guard by the drop in temperature and had to buy some warm clothes. Evacuation. Each employee should know the evacuation plan for the building in case of a fire. More information. Pumice. Pompeii. Bewail. Cinder. Plaster. Proximity. Talk about it. Discuss some other situations where an eyewitness might provide useful information. Do you think archaeology is an important science? Explain. With today's improved technology, would you feel safe living near Mount Vesuvius? Explain.
听力课堂, 听class.com